This is Tina Douglas, and you're listening to the Liam Photography Podcast with your host, my husband, Liam Douglas. Enjoy!
Greetings, everybody. You're listening to the Liam Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Liam Douglas, and this is episode 396 for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. And in today's episode, I want to talk about my recent change in gear for the better and the upcoming trip that Tina and I will be making to the Northeast. Now, the trip is so we can visit family and friends back home, and so I can finally get the bodywork and paint job done on my late father's 2005 Chevy Colorado. Now, generally, we only go up north for 2 weeks at a time, as we love our grandkids, but after a couple of weeks, Tina and I are just ready to come home to our own peace and quiet. So let's get into the gear change. And it's not what you think. I didn't change camera systems again or anything like that. Not for my primary cameras anyways. So for years, I have used the GoPro action cameras for my YouTube and client projects and stuff like that. Now, my very first GoPro was the original Hero Plus. And over the years, I've had several of their various models. Now, I never upgraded every time a new model came out. Rather, I'd wait until a new generation had enough new features and tech to make the upgrade worthwhile. So I'd usually only upgrade every two or three models. Now, I've always liked using the GoPros, except for the occasional crash or overheating issues or glitches with saving to the memory cards, you know, stuff like that. And GoPros have some other oddities to them as well, which I only noticed when I bought my first DJI Osmo Action, which was the Action 3. And the big one for me is the really strange battery drain issues. Have you ever noticed this? Do you own a GoPro? And I'm going to get into it here in just a second about what I mean. But anyways, I've never understood why when you shut down your GoPro and you've got Wi-Fi and Bluetooth turned off as well, and you know, you turn off both those functions as well as the entire camera, the GoPro still drains its batteries quite badly. I mean, I could power off my GoPro Hero 12 Black, which was the last model that I had, and plug it in and charge the battery back to full after I was done shooting with it all day. And then once fully charged, stow it in my GoPro Pelican case. And after a week or so of sitting, the battery would be nearly, if not completely, dead. Now, on the other hand, I could use my Osmo Action 3 or 4 for filming, come back home, plug them in to charge them back up to full, and then put them in their Pelican case and leave them for weeks on end before I'd pull them out to use them again. And when I pulled them back out to use them again, the battery would still be at either 100% or it'd only be down to like 96%. So I never understood that. You know, the Osmo action cameras, you leave them stowed with the battery in them, and they might deplete the battery 2, 3, 4% over several weeks. But you leave the battery in your GoPro when it's powered off, and that sucker will drain the battery completely dead within a week or two. Now, the other big thing that I noticed when I bought my first Osmo action camera was the fact that they're much better in low light than the GoPro has ever been. I mean, the Hero 12 Black has that new sensor and it's capable of that new 8x7 aspect ratio. So you can, you know, crop and post and convert the footage to vertical or, you know, whatever you want. And that's a really cool feature. But the low light capabilities are extremely poor. I mean, GoPros are just terrible in low light. And as a result of these issues, I recently sold off all of my GoPro cameras and I switched to using only DJI Osmo action cameras and the Insta360 cameras as well. Now, I did part with my Osmo Action 3 along with the GoPros, but that's only because I have the Action 4 and the Action 4 is a bit better. So I kept that one and then just added that to the mix with my Insta360s. And I replaced my GoPro Max with the Insta360 X3. And then I also bought the Insta360 Ace Pro with its very large 8K capable sensor, which is even better in low light than the Osmo Action 4 is, especially when you use the pure video mode. The Ace Pro is every bit as durable and waterproof as the Hero 12 Black, and I love having that rear LCD that can be flipped up to use for vlogging. And it just gives you way more vlogging flexibility and ease of framing your shot when you're vlogging than the small color, you know, the small color front LCD on the Hero 12 Black would do for you. Now, in addition to those two Insta360 cameras, I also recently acquired the new Insta360 Go 3 mini camera. Now, the Go 3 is so small and lightweight, you can use it in so many ways that you can't use a conventional action camera. I mean, this camera only weighs like 31 grams or something like that. And it can fit into such small, tight spaces that you can get some really awesome perspectives for your videos. Now, the Go 3 has that awesome built-in magnet system on its backside, so you can place them anywhere that you have metal to stick it to. You don't even need a mount. And I watched an interesting video the other day about some of the interesting footage you can capture with the Go 3 because of how tiny it is. And this one guy on YouTube actually took his Go 3 along with a small aperture LED panel light that is also magnetic on the backside. And he decided just for giggles to shoot footage of the inside of his washing machine while it was doing a load of laundry. And he did so by attaching both the Go 3 and the aperture panel light to the underside, you know, the inside on the bottom side of the washing machine lid. So that was pretty cool and interesting to see. I mean, there's people using the Go 3s for just all kinds of unique and interesting perspectives. You know, some people are using the hat clip mount that comes with it and clipping it to the inside of a pizza box. And so when they open the box, they get footage of the piping hot pizza and just all kinds of crazy and wild things that people are doing with the Go 3, which has got me really excited. It's got my juices flowing as far as some interesting things that I'll be doing with it. So I thought that was really cool. Now, the final new camera that I just got yesterday. And that is the DJI Osmo Pocket 3 gimbal camera. Now, I've seen so many videos on this little gem that I could not resist getting one to use for vlogging and other content for my YouTube channel. Now, my friend Brett Bergram uses the Pocket 2 for most all of his YouTube videos, and he totally loves his. And I've watched a lot of really good reviews that were not sponsored, you know, to get a more balanced opinion of the Pocket 3. And after watching a few dozen non-sponsored videos, I felt it was a good camera to buy, and I'm very pleased with it thus far. It has some awesome face tracking capabilities for when you're vlogging, and just a whole bunch of other really cool technology built into it. And then to go along with it, I picked up the Freewell Mega Pack of filters as well. They weren't cheap, but they're supposed to be the best filters on the market. Especially for the Pocket 3. Now, let me take a little break right here, and I'll be right back. We hope you're enjoying this edition of the Liam Photography Podcast. You can visit the homepage at liamphotographypodcast.com for show notes and links. If you have questions, comments, or requests for topics or future guests you'd like to hear on the show, you can email me at liam@liamphotographypodcast.com. Also, be sure to check out the liamphotographypodcast.com Facebook group, and you can find me on Twitter at liamphotoATL. You can tweet the show, just insert the hashtag Liam Photo Podcast. And now back to the show. All right, and we're back. Now, the Osmo Pocket 3 is not the only gimbal camera that I have. I also bought the Feutech Pocket 3 gimbal camera a little while back, a few months ago. And I love the Theotek camera because it is so very small. I mean, this thing is even smaller than the DJI Pocket 3. And the big thing about the Theotek is the fact that the gimbal and camera can be detached from the handle with the screen built in, and the base of it is magnetic. So you can easily stick it to the roof or the hood of your car and shoot excellent video while driving without having to use any fancy mounts or anything. And now the one thing that does bum me out about the Theotek is that they don't allow you to use any external mics with the camera. And to be honest, the built-in mics are really poor in quality. And they put them in odd locations on the base of the camera, on the handle portion itself. And you can end up easily accidentally covering them with your hands when you're recording. So I decided to just use mine for those exterior car shots and other B-roll footage where I don't need audio to go with it. And then I don't have to worry about it. Now, I keep hoping that maybe Theotek will give us the ability to use a USB-C microphone or something like that in a firmware update, or give us the ability to use Bluetooth headsets as mics or something like that. But I don't know if they ever will or not, but it's definitely something they should be seriously considering. Now, the Osmo Pocket 3 not only has way better mics built into it, but it also gives you the ability to use the DJI Mic 2 wireless system with it. And you can even do so without the receiver, just like you can with the Osmo Action 4. I even bought the third-party case for the Pocket 3 that allows you to store the camera, the small extender, as well as the external battery pack, the mini tripod, and one of the DJI Mic 2 transmitters all in one case. So that's super, super convenient. It's basically the same thing you would get if you paid a lot more money for the Creator Combo when ordering your Pocket 3. Now, I just ordered the base unit. I didn't order the Creator Combo because I did a little bit of researching online and I found some deals, so I was able to get all of the items separately that made up the Creator Combo and still saved quite a few dollars. So that's why I went that route. Now, I did mention in one of my recent episodes that I also finally sprung for the Peak Design Travel Tripod. And I even picked up their new version 3 of their capture clip as well to use with any of my backpacks. Now, I had also been considering for a while now getting a Peak Design Everyday Sling. So I picked one of them up this week in the beautiful blue color and the 6-liter size. Now, don't think I'm giving up my ThinkTank Mirrorless Mover V2 or V1, as I'm planning to take the V2 with me as well when we go up north. But I wanted the sling for a street photography bag, and I had the ability to get it through Amazon on a try before you buy test drive. So I figured, why not, you know? The next new item that I'm taking with me when I go on this trip is my new Brevity jumper photo backpack. Now, Brevity reached out to me recently and asked me if I'd be interested in trying out their backpack. They offered to send me one for free, and that if I liked it, if I'd do a review for it on my YouTube channel. And to be honest, so far, I'm really loving that backpack. It has become my new favorite camera backpack with all its handy features and capabilities, and the fact that it looks nothing like a conventional camera backpack, because I like to do street photography when we're up north. And to be honest, Elmira, New York is really turning into a high crime area. So if you can go out and do street photography without looking like you're carrying a big backpack with expensive camera gear in it that somebody might want to steal, that's all the better. Now, they only sent me the regular size, and they do offer the jumper in a larger size as well. But to be honest, I'm glad they sent me the regular sized one, because I already have a few very large camera backpacks. And this one is one that I can use as an EDC or everyday carry backpack for when I want to go out hiking and shoot landscapes or wildlife or something like that. I don't need another backpack that I can put everything but the kitchen sink in. You know what I mean? Now, make sure you're subscribed to my YouTube channel if you aren't already, as I will be doing a full review on the jumper during the month of April while I am on this trip up north. Now, I'm also planning on taking all of my new action cameras with me for the trip, so I have as many options as possible for filming my YouTube videos. In addition to my action and gimbal cameras, I'm also planning to take my Fujifilm X100V and my Fujifilm X-T5 with a couple of lenses. Now, I don't want to take too many of my larger cameras, as I'm trying to keep things light and will have limited space in the Colorado, even though it's a crew cab with four doors. You know, it's a smaller size truck, so it doesn't have tons and tons of room. And you figure, you know, we got to have enough room for our suitcases and laptop bags and stuff like that as well. So I want to try to pack as minimal as possible. Now, for this trip, I'm probably going to take the Viltrox 75mm f1.2 Pro lens, as I want to do some portraits with my grandkids and kids as well. And I'm thinking I might also take the Viltrox 33 f1.4, which is a 50mm in full frame field of view. And I've not done a review on that lens yet. As a matter of fact, I don't think I've done reviews on any of my Viltrox lenses, except for maybe I did a preliminary review of the 75-1.2. But I'm going to do another video on the 1.2 as the Pro lens as well. Now, I am happy to report, just to keep you, my audience, updated, that I've been getting contacted by more and more companies recently wanting me to review their photography and videography products. And I even have one company that is offering a paid sponsorship. So I want to thank all of you that are subscribers. I really, really do appreciate it. Now, this week's new YouTube video is a review of the Retouch for Me photo editing plugins. This company reached out to me recently, and they have some really awesome AI-powered plugins that allow you to speed up your editing workflow. And they allowed me to test drive four of their plugins. You know, I was able to pick which ones I wanted to try out, and I was really, really impressed. And I also love the fact that they are one of the few companies that still offers perpetual licenses for their software. So you don't have to pay a monthly subscription or an annual subscription to be able to use their plugins. You can just buy them outright, you know, the ones that you want. And they make quite an extensive list of plugins. I'll put a link to their website in the show notes. And I will also come back later this week and backdate the show notes for this episode with the link to my video review of their plugins when that releases on Sunday, so that you can check that out for yourself as well. And I'm also happy to report that my subscriber count has been climbing again for the YouTube channel and for this show. And I want to thank all of you for your continued support. It is truly, truly appreciated. Now, I do want to have some more contests between this show and my channel, but I have not figured it all out yet. I may talk to Retouch for Me folks and see if they'd be willing to offer one of their plugins as a prize. And I think it might be possible to get something for a contest going with the folks that want to do the paid sponsorship as well. But we'll see. We'll just have to wait and see how things go. Now, hopefully things will pick up with this show soon and I can get more paid sponsors for the podcast like I had recently with the good folks at Magic Mind. I would definitely love to get, you know, three or four sponsors that regularly sponsor the show every week. That would just be really awesome. And I would love to one day soon get lucky enough to get Fujifilm as a sponsor. That would totally be awesome. I wouldn't mind at all also getting the possibility of a sponsorship from Platypod. I don't know if that'll ever happen or not, because I think Dr. Larry's already sponsoring a number of podcasts. But he's a really great guy and a very talented photographer, and I would be absolutely honored to have his company as a sponsor of this show. Because I always get excited when he comes up with the new gear that it helps to improve our lives while doing photography and videography. I mean, he's just been coming up with some really, really awesome stuff. Now, if you haven't already, make sure you head on over to platypod.com. And this, as I said, they don't sponsor the show. I'm just throwing this out there because of my love for their products. But you can go to platypod.com and use my discount code of WD20 to save on your order. Now, that excludes any bundle offers that are already going on because they're already discounted. And it does not apply to non-platypod items that are on their website, like squirt jellyfish or anything like that. So just keep that in mind. But the Platypod flat tripods are so handy to have in your kit. If you don't have one, you really should pick one up. Now, I've been to a lot of places, especially when I still lived in Georgia, where regular tripods were totally out. But pull out your Platypod flat tripod, and it's no problem at all. I used to use mine at Gibbs Gardens in Ball Ground, Georgia, all the time. And they have a very strict no tripod policy unless you are doing an authorized photo shoot and have the proper permits. Now, over the years of going there, I became good friends with Mr. Jack Gibbs, and he would allow me to bring a regular tripod on the property. And if anyone else complained, he would tell them that I shared my content with the Gibbs Garden social media accounts, as well as their website, which is why I was allowed to have my tripod there. Now, even with his permission, I oftentimes would just grab my Platypod Extreme, as it was just so much lighter to carry around, especially because if you've never been there, Gibbs Gardens is a massive botanical garden. I mean, that thing is huge. It could take you hours to walk the whole thing. So it's definitely a big, big botanical garden. He's got a really cool Japanese garden, the largest one outside of Japan. So if you ever get a chance to go to Ball Ground, Georgia, or to the Atlanta area in general, make sure you swing by Gibbs Gardens and check it out for yourself, because it is truly breathtaking. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous there. All right, so this is going to wrap up today's episode 396.
Remember to check out the Liam Photography Podcast Facebook group. It is a private group, and you must answer a security question to join, which is the name of the host of the show, myself, Liam. And I've also opened it up to allow you to give the name of a previous guest on the show to show that you are a listener. Once you are in the group, you are free to post your own original work. I'm also the admin of the Fujifilm GFX 50R group, which is the largest group for the 50R on Facebook. If you own or plan to own the 50R, you can request to join that group, but you do have to answer two security questions to join that group. You can find my work at liamphotography.net and follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at liamphotoATL. If you like abandoned buildings and history, you can find my projects at forgottenpiecesofgeorgia.com and forgottenpiecesofpennsylvania.com.
All right, now, once again, before I leave, I want to thank all of you for subscribing, rating, and reviewing on whatever podcast platform you listen to your shows. It doesn't matter. Thank you so very much. Please remember to share the show out on social media and elsewhere. Ask your family and friends to subscribe as well so we can continue to grow this channel. And if you're not currently a subscriber, why not? It doesn't cost you anything except for a second of your time to hit that subscribe button. So do it now, please, so you don't miss any future episodes of this show. And also swing by the Liam Photography YouTube channel. Give my channel some love. Subscribe there. Turn on all notifications so you'll know every week when my latest video comes out. And I do, from time to time, put up shorts as well, so you would find out when I put up a new short video. It would be truly, truly appreciated. And for those of you that are already subscribed, thank you once again so much for being so kind with your time and sharing some of your time with this show and my YouTube channel every week. I truly, truly do appreciate it. All right, I will see you all again next Thursday. We'll be right back.